I don't believe in fairy tales, and I want to explain to you why.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
Hey team, Glenn Azar here. Welcome you back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Now, on Monday, I talked about, obviously, Tay winning that World Youth title, and I talked about Jay Nix making it back to the Melbourne Storm, making it back into the NRL. And I guess at some level, we can talk about this being the fairy tale that these guys and girls are putting all this work in and they're getting the result of the work that they've put in. But interestingly, I don't really believe in fairy tales. I don't believe that we're actually entitled to anything just because we've put the work in. And let me give you some context around that. I've worked really hard my entire life. I've worked to the best of my ability at each stage of my life, knowing what I've known with the background education experiences that I've had. I've worked really hard to do things ethically, morally, the correct way. And as a result of that, it's easy to have an expectation that I should be successful, that my businesses should succeed, that my relationships should succeed, that, you know, physically, mentally, and emotionally, anything I put myself to, I should be a success at because I'm putting so much energy and effort into it. And there are plenty of times where that has not been the case, where businesses have struggled, where relationships have fallen apart, where sporting or what other events I've put myself to haven't gone the way I've wanted them to, despite the fact that I believe I've left no stone unturned. Now, Taylor wins that world title, but the truth is, despite everything that we did, the truth is she could have lost. We're not guaranteed success just because we did all the work. And it's easy to get trapped into that. It's easy to become a victim. And I've certainly been in this situation where you think, you know, I did 17 years in the army and I worked my butt off, and then I've worked really hard in my adventure business over a 10-year period, and then along comes COVID and it shuts everything down and we lose all of this money, and it's been a real struggle just to keep that arm of the business alive until we can properly travel again, which I think is 2023. And for a little piece of time, I became a victim. Like, this isn't fair. This shouldn't happen to me. I've done all of the right things. I've worked really hard. I've crossed the Kokoda track 79 times. I've climbed Kilimanjaro a dozen times. Like, I've put all the work in and I've tried really hard, and I've done it ethically with local operators and made sure everyone was looked after. And all of a sudden, you've got the ATO breathing down your throat. You've got no income coming into that side of the business, and you can become this victim. And I most certainly played that role. I look at Jay Nix running out and playing for the Melbourne Storm, and that was the dream. It was getting into the NRL, let alone into a top team. But the fairy tale could say that he runs out, has a blinder of a game, scores three tries, and people go, wow, 6 years out and this guy comes back and does that. But that's not the reality, because every other player out on that field is also living their dream, their fairy tale, trying to make their achievements. That other girl that gets into the ring with Tay is there trying to fulfill her dream, her purpose. She's worked just as hard. For my businesses, there are people that I see who, on the surface, I think aren't as ethical, don't do things the same way as me, and they're succeeding. This isn't fair. But then I understand that life isn't fair. There is no fairy tale. Now, does that mean that you and I shouldn't work hard? We shouldn't be ethical? We shouldn't be moral about the way we do things? Of course not. But what it means is that we can leave no stone unturned, we can do everything within our power, and we can still fail. And the trick to that is, don't take that personally. Don't take that as if I just wasn't good enough and no matter what I do, I can never succeed. Just take it as, this is life, this is circumstances, and I'm that person that will fall down seven times and get up eight. You know, as cliche as that is, that's who I am. That's who you need to be. Rather than go, I'm a failure, go, hey, I did everything in my power to make this work and it didn't work. But that's okay. I'm going to get up and go again. What we do by putting ourselves through these things, what we actually do get is we earn the right for the opportunity to succeed. We don't earn success. We're not just given success because we did the work. Plenty of people have done the work and have not made it. There are a lot of people that go to the Olympics, only one gold medalist for the event. They've all put in the work. I would argue there are some that put in more work than the eventual gold medalist, but maybe just don't quite have the skill set despite all of that work. So when you think about it from that context, they're not a failure because they failed to get the result they were after. We're a failure when we quit. We're a failure when we start to hate on ourselves for not getting that fairy tale ending. For me, again, every time I fall down, I'll get back up and I'll have another go. And I think every time I do that, my chances, my probability of success is increased. But I'm not a failure just because I didn't get the result I wanted in this one occasion. So I don't believe in fairy tales, but I do believe in earning the opportunity to succeed.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au. Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.